Which children's policy, that's grieving on the recent state conception.
Thank you, Chair. I think most members of this committee were at the briefing I did a couple of weeks ago on the outcome of our Ofsted inspection, but for those who were not, I will run through the highlights. Children's social care were inspected in November 2018. And it was a 3-week inspection. I think probably one of the most intense experiences that I have been through in my career. But we're very pleased that the result and the outcome of that inspection was that we were found to be good in all areas. And I think it's testament to the hard work of all staff across the service that we've achieved that over the last few years, and very much also a testament to partnership with Hampshire Children's Services.
I'll just, if I may, interrupt Cathy just to say thank you very much for your attendance.
Yes.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Safe journey.
I think the impact on staff has been significant. We've been incredibly proud of the achievement. Maybe we still have areas for continuous improvement, but I think it's given everybody a bit more confidence. And the pattern back really for the huge amount of work that's been undertaken over the last 5 years. There were just a few areas that I wanted to highlight this committee. Just in terms of noting some of the key aspects of the report. I think the Ofsted inspectors highlighted the importance of the stable and consistent leadership that we've seen, which was not a feature previously, but has been through the partnership, and a really increased focus in terms of resilience, and that is also in terms of our workforce, in terms of the retention of our staff, and the investment in growing our own, really, in terms of our social work staff on the island and helping them in terms of their continued improvement. The inspectors recognised some of the unique challenges that the island context brings, but felt that actually that leaders and managers across the service have responded to those challenges very well. I think one of the quotes one of my favourites out of the report is about children's lived experience being at the centre of social work practice on the island. I think that's really significant. Participation came out as a really key strength, and how passionate and how well our social workers know the children that they work with and the families that they work with. Also highlighted was the work that we do at an early help level, that preventative and early intervention delivery across the island, which wouldn't be possible without the engagement of our partner agencies as well. The MASH, the Multi-Agency Safeguarding Hub, which received a day of full inspections, part of the process, and came out very well as part of our service area. The comprehensive child protection investigations, which included a firm focus on children's needs, very much putting the child at the centre of all of our practice. The good work of our RAF team in preventing youth homelessness was recognised. I think a really important area was the development of relationships between social workers and children and young people, and particularly highlighted in relation to that was our children and care team. Those social workers can be the most consistent relationship and support for some of our young people in care throughout their time in care with us. Foster care services and adoption services were also recognised in terms of the strong and effective support and training, the really good quality assessments, but also the improvements in terms of timely adoption and placements as well. At a senior level, they recognised that political leaders have responded well to growing demands, and that growing demand is national as well as local. recognised the increased focus in terms of scrutiny, which had been highlighted in the previous inspection as requiring a more robust approach. So I think it's important for this committee to have that feedback as well. And they recognise that there have been good influence in terms of the participation of children, young people through corporate parenting board, through other mechanisms such as our Combined with the Initiative, our HOPE Children Care Council, that had influenced change. And I think the decision that was made at full council last week regarding exempting care leavers from council tax and council tax was a clear example of that influence of hearing children and people's voices. And so the outcome was good across all areas, and actually that puts us into a group of authorities, I think it's 25% of authorities being judged good across all rights and across all areas. It's actually incredibly challenging to particularly the area around the experiences and progress of children who need help and protection to get good in that area is particularly challenging. We worked very hard to achieve that in that area. It was identified that there were some areas for improvement, which we already have an action plan in place to address. So one of the areas was about tracking and ensuring there's sufficient oversight of cases that we're putting before the courts. And it wasn't a concern that the work wasn't good quality enough, it was just in terms of us having that management oversight to prevent drift in those cases before they go before the courts. Ensuring that when 16 and 17 year olds become homeless, that we're making sure that we're doing joint assessments with social care and housing to make sure that we're meeting the needs of those children effectively. And an area that did come up, not just in relation to caregivers, but for families more generally, was around sufficiency of housing for young people, but also for families. And we're working really hard with our colleagues in housing to address those areas. And that includes having a joint protocol in place with housing, specifically around our vulnerable children and care leavers, reducing the use of any bed and breakfast accommodation in terms of care leavers, but also looking at how we can ensure that families where perhaps there's a child protection plan in place are also not accommodated in that type of provision. So, as I say, an action plan very much in place and already being progressed. And I thought I'd also just highlight that the council has invested $500,000 in terms of transformation over the next 2 years of children's social care. And we are looking with our Hampshire colleagues at developing a new approach, a much more strength-based approach to working with our children and families to promote resilience and build that capacity for change in families. We're also looking to build on some of our multi-agency working. So colleagues will know, councils will know, that we have invested in having adult mental health workers and adult substance misuse workers within our own service. And we're looking to build on that by having child mental health practitioners actually based within our service area as well, which very much supports the work that our colleagues across the CCG are delivering. And the other element, if people walk along floor three at the moment, they will see we're in the midst of, is moving to a much more agile workforce and equipping our staff with the technology to be able to deliver their jobs in a different way, but hopefully a more effective and efficient way. So utilising IT equipment, we're moving to having a new case management system, which will be much more web-based and much more interactive, and again, equipping our social workers with tools that they can go out and use with children and families and enable more effective work in the future. So those are the key strands of our transformation programme. So we're not resting on our laurels, we are pushing ahead and we're into our next phase in our improvement.
Thank you, Cathy. If you don't move forward, unfortunately, it's time to step back. Councillor Howe?
Thank you, Chairman. I was very fortunate this week to be invited to go up to the hospital to see the heart of the there. was very disappointed when I looked down through it, there was all these names at the desk with different groups people working together. The only ones that were missing were social workers from the Argonne Council. I asked, why have we got desks here with Argonne? Nobody here. Oh, well, they haven't been here for 2 weeks. They've been withdrawn. So could I ask, why is the social workers that normally sit at the hub, the hospital, being withdrawn?
They wouldn't be children with social care, social workers.
Well, I presume that in the hospital they would have children as well as adults. And I'm wondering why they've been taken away.
They haven't. We've never had social work, children's social work.
Well, they've been working
in the island now as the director of children's services for nearly 4 years and as the deputy director for 3 years. And we haven't had children's social workers at the hospital. And there's no need for children's social workers at the hospital.
No, I'm sorry.
Councillor.
I wasn't talking general. I was talking about general social workers, which I thought were there for residents.
They're not.
No. So that's purely adults.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to pick up on the corporate parenting side. 2 years ago, when I was first elected, there were very few of us that seemed to get engaged and involved. And I have to say, I think a lot of it is thanks to the dedication of this team that has brought us all in. But that actual ethos, it does start from the top, but it does filter through. And on Monday, I'm going to come dine with us. I'm not going to mention individuals, but you have some fabulous people. One of the things I was going to pick up on, you did actually partially answer my question, Cathy. It's on page 9 of the Ofsted report, C11 under 33. And I'm really, really quite excited about the fact that we are investing in digital technology that is really, I think, going to make a big difference. But it said that we're nearing the completion of a tendering process that will be implemented over the next 12 months. Are we on track for that? And could we have, I'm sure you will, but at our next meeting, have an update on if that has been implemented or when it's likely to be implemented?
Yes, Kathy. I'll say yes, it is on track. We are going to, because we are on a joint. But because there is a partnership and we have the joint match, it's a joint process with Hampshire in terms of that procurement exercise. So we are on track, and yes, absolutely, we will bring an update.
Yes, I was going to raise this exactly the same thing. So I think this will please, we'll put this on the agenda for September. Is that okay with you? Not too soon.
Yeah, I think what we will remember off the top of my head the title, but I think we'll be probably in a position to announce who the contracts are going to be moving to at that stage. I think implementation, obviously, of such a huge system will take place over a 12-month period because we have to obviously have the whole project around that in terms of migrating the data, but we'll be able to update you on all of that.
Yes, Councillor.
Sorry, can I just make a recommendation that we actually have that as a, I'm sure you would anyway, but just as a standing item on our work plan, because obviously it is a project moving forward, so in terms of when the tender's been decided and then when it's implemented and then the outcomes of the implementation.
Do you want that as a formal item or a briefing in between, so as and when there's an update? Did you want that as a formal item on the agenda or a briefing in between as and when there's an update?
On our work plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we report on performance quarterly, don't we? So we could add it as,
okay.
as an item.
Yeah,
and
we'll do it then.
Update to members on when we do those reports.
Yeah.
Because I think it is significant. It is very significant, and it's like gold thread, I think.
Are there any other? Councillor Green.
Just one point of information, actually. Councillor Green made a great point about our corporate parenting board. I do believe that Hampshire are going to observe our corporate parenting board next week or the week later, it's 20 whatever, because they want to see what we do. So please come.
I'll be there.
You should get used to that because it is the other way it is now in the top 20-25% of local authorities delivering children's services. It's not to be underestimated. And other authorities will now come to you to see how it's done. And the change from where we were is so vast, you know, it's been a privilege to see, really. But hang on to that bit about the fact that the services are now so that other people will not come here and do it.
May I ask you, are we allowed to charge a fee?
It's not scared my notice, actually. And, I think there's an issue that, you bring people in and then if there's anything ongoing, then you do start to charge.
No, seriously, I think that's great news because the more, if we do something well, let's spread it around. It isn't just the kudos, it is the fact that at the end of the day it's benefiting children.
Yes.
And that's what really matters. Before I go to Councillor Hastings, I would like to express the committee's thanks and congratulations to Cathy as the lead on this, but also to the other Hampshire officers who have worked, have worked as a team to get us this far. So that will be noted in the list. Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Chair. That's pretty much what I was going to say with some add-ons as well. And that is that you don't get a report like this good across the board without a lot of hard work and stress. So well done for that. Just one other thing, I was particularly interested and happy that not just here today, but at the previous briefing, that you actually, on the what needs to improve, you're already on top of it. And that was very well received. Thank you.
Councillor Love.
I can't really add anything to that apart from congratulations and well done to everybody involved, right throughout the entire team. My apologies that I do have to leave now for another meeting that I have, but I was thinking this evening's report was great.
I would just like to add my congratulations to him because it's something that's done very well this year.
Right, it's gone very well. We've seen it go down, we've seen it come up, and although I may have upset the crops enough, I didn't mean to. It's just that I was very concerned that we didn't have representation, and I probably went to the wrong area, and I do apologise for that. But I think, especially Cathy, I mean, she's my hero in the council. She might constantly tell me off because I think I'm about your services and everything else, but she does win out me. So, congratulations.
My clock has made the point that the action plan. Which will come with the progress on the three things that you have mentioned. I thought we'd agreed this would come
back in September.
In September.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't sure on the timeline.
But
as long as
it's
ongoing.
That's right, thank you. Right, we'll now move to the